Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, you know what that means. Happy hour Friday, just past 1 o'clock here. I got some plans tonight, Randy.
Yes,
we talked about it.
Yes, you got plans.
I mean, well, for me.
You got plans.
You don't like my
plans. I ain't saying like your plans, Abe, but you got plans with just hard legs, all right? And that's what I'm saying. Like, you, Abe, I don't watch you. Abe, you put your good shirt on.
Jeans?
Your good shirt, your good jeans on, all right? Like, As experienced as I am in life, and as blessed as we've been, and all those other things, me and my friend, I still got my good shirts. I still got my good jeans. You putting on your good stuff?
Yeah. Right?
Like what was one of my favorite movies was you remember Living Large?
Nope.
You never seen Living Large?
I don't recall.
Damn. Well, I know most of Atlanta folks out here that listen to us have seen Living Large. It was based out of Atlanta, and I remember his partner when they went to this fancy party. He said he got his lady snatching threads on.
I don't know if I'd call him that.
You got your latest snatching threads.
I don't know if anyone else would call him that.
Abe, you got your latest snatching threads on.
Abe's
gonna put his latest snatching threads
on. Where this intro is supposed to be going. My question was I don't know what I'm gonna be drinking tonight yet.
Peach. Peach,
so I don't know. Peach. Like, yeah, the peach for the Crown Peach.
Crown Royal. Yeah.
You know, sometimes they don't have that in stock. It's just. I never plan to drink that. I normally just want to go with like regular bourbon and Coke, but like one or two in, I'm just like, all right, just the peach on the rocks. Let's just get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
understand.
It's
so good.
And people always question me when I say this, and they look at me like I'm crazy. Why do you put anything inside of liquor? I think, and don't get me wrong, I've had like something, Coke or cranberry, and all the, but then.
You're not going to like my answer.
I think probably. Like 28, 29. I started like, what do I need all this for?
You're not going to like my answer.
But tell me.
In college, before I started drinking, I took, I don't know if it was some sort of class, whatever the course was.
Uh-huh.
And I always remember this. I don't know why they're telling you this, but you get drunker faster with carbonation.
Really?
Yeah, huh. The way it moves.
Oh, so okay.
So I'm getting drunker faster. That's my reasoning for putting Coke in my bourbon.
Well, okay.
And by the way, I'm not putting bourbon in the Coke. I put a little bit of Coke in the bourbon.
Hold on, Bo. Come on in, Bo.
No, so that's actually that is fact.
See? I believe it.
That's something that they actually teach us in pouring class.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
hold on.
Not like class, but they tell we got to take these classes. Look, I've been doing this for 26
years. I know.
Years.
That's what I'm saying. Pouring
every
class.
Season, I still have to take the same. It's like certification,
right.
Serving safe, and
right.
You can't make the pour stuff. That I make at home in a public setting. I guarantee
not
you that.
Legally,
so,
no.
Yeah,
not legally, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So,
right?
You know, you're supposed to watch for signs of people getting drunk, and it'll ask you questions like, "Which one of these people will be, you know, show signs of intoxicated whatever sooner?" And it'll be the person drinking a vodka soda or the person drinking a 4-ounce pour of wine.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna think it's the wine, but it's really the vodka soda.
What the hell, you drinking
it's
wine?
It's actually option C, the guy
wine.
That's in the bathroom taking a swig
exactly.
out of the flask.
Hey,
they
exactly.
don't show that one.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, real quick. Hey, we got a from Metherin. He has a yes. He has a Padromo cigar. He got some chat whiskey, and he got the pool set up. Now this had to be from the other night. But that's the best part about like how the weather is getting, because my wife, then they got to come outside to see me, you know, because if I'm not here at work, I'm sitting outside, because this is the perfect weather to sit outside, smoke cigars, and drink straight up.
And you got
hot
the
liquor.
TV hookup out there.
Yeah, man,
you'll say.
And hot liquor, hot liquor.
Hot liquor?
I'm country as hell. I drink hot liquor in the summertime.
Room temperature.
Room temperature, hot liquor, it's all the same to me. As long as they, if it ain't got no ice cube in it, it's hot.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I don't even know how this got started. No, I forgot where we're headed. I don't know. I will see what I drink. But for anyone who asks, why are you cutting your bourbon with Coke, it gets me drunk faster.
No, I understand
that's
that.
It's a good defense
to it. I've never, ever heard that defense until today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's scientifically true, and there's no rebuttal to that. Trying to get drunk quicker, man. What's the problem?
I have no issues anymore because when you say something, I'll be like, yeah, whatever. Bo backed it up.
Well, yeah.
So it's true.
I mean, look, I didn't pick it. This was a college class, they told me. Anyways, yeah. Let's go ahead and get to it, the most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
It's always going to be on the long haul here, the long, long season. I mean, we've done it for as long as I've been here. You know, I mean, it's just, you have to look ahead. You got to look at the whole thing, the extra days rest when you can, all that. And staying away from relievers at some point in time. And it's just part of getting through 162 games. I think they've done an unbelievable job in a short period of time, you know, with 2 weeks into this thing, with a lot of the short starts that we've had and injuries, the whole thing. I mean, they've done a great job.
He's speaking, that's Brian Snicker, Braves manager, speaking about the entirety of the staff, because I'm not sure we could justify what Alan Wine has put out there.
That was raggedy.
It's a good job.
That's my first raggedy of the year for the Braves. Dude. That was raggedy.
Max Fried didn't catch one of those?
I don't think I gave Max. I don't think I gave Max a raggedy.
That's favoritism, man. That's favoritism.
I've been on vacation.
That's
Max,
true.
I think I've been on vacation. Yeah, Max start.
This is your first Max Fried start. That's why. Because that was some raggedy stuff right there.
I've been on vacation. Max Fried's first two starts.
All right. Well, boy. And if it's a third raggedy tonight, we in real trouble. And that's what we were talking about earlier.
Right.
This is a huge opportunity. And I'm you're still leading the NL East. I don't want to overstate things, but with Spencer Strider out of the rotation for the foreseeable future, we need Max Fried to be Max Fried. And this is an opportunity tonight coming off two bust of starts where he's got to get it going. Look, I'm not looking for eight innings of one hit. Let's get through six. Two or three runs is fine. Like, just give me a quality start. Let us believe that the Max Fried that we all think is one of the best pitchers in baseball is
back
in there somewhere.
Well, I think he is. I don't think there's no question about that. He has gotten off to a rough start. But like you said, after that rough first inning that he had, he retired nine straight batters.
Nine of the next ten. He got through four, which you would have taken the under on after seeing one.
And so you looked at it, he's able to bounce back.
Carry
and
something over.
And so hopefully that does. I mean, Max Fried is too good of a pitcher. Max Fried is a frontline MLB starter. No matter National League, American League, whatever. This dude is that dude.
And like I said, it's also just one of these things where it's still so early in the season. We're all hyper-focused, uber-attentive to this. If he had this sort of two-game stint in mid-June, it kind of gets buried in the season. But because of what's happened with Strider, because it is the start of the year and everyone's paying attention, it gets a little bit more.
Hey, he's got to be great. If what we all presume
over the course of the season, tonight I don't, I'm not going to go crazy.
No. Max Fried, if everything that we think about Strider is really going to be diagnosed or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone.
Max
it's gone.
Fried has got to be Cy Young. Max Fried.
We questioned whether or not Max Fried should still be the opening day starter.
Right.
We need opening day starter quality the rest of the season.
Max Fried's got to be Max Fried has got to be in line to win the NL Cy Young.
It's a contract year.
Yes. Yes.
There should be no questions about whether us or someone else is going to give him $100+ million.
Right.
That's the Max Fried we need over the course of the season.
So
we've got that there. And then I really did feel bad for Luis Guillorme yesterday.
Like, I did not, because I think the thing about it is
he's not a pitcher, guys.
Exactly.
Okay?
When you see that, how many people actually thought he was one?
Well, that's the question. This was his Braves debut. He's been on the roster.
No.
I think if I asked my sister about Luis Guillorme's outing yesterday, she'd be like, why is he on the team?
Did you not see his approach? He don't look like a pitcher the way he was throwing the ball.
He didn't look like a pitcher the way the ball was being hit either.
Like, he was throwing BP. They didn't want to did people really think that he was like
he was trying too hard.
But that's what I'm saying. But he
In a good way, but like,
it didn't look good. It did not convince me.
Well, the end result certainly didn't.
No, I was saying, but I'm looking at him do this pitch. I'm like, I would have never thought he was a pitcher. Maybe because I knew who it was when he went out there. But I was like, it don't look like a pitcher.
we kind of gotten accustomed to it with like Culberson.
Now tell me this: if I would have went out there, and I mean, eight.
That's three. Four.
I would have the high leg kick.
You want 1910s. You don't want to be a pitcher. What you want to be is a hurler.
I'm going to do the high leg.
You want to go the old school hurler.
I'm going to do the high leg kick with that sidewinder thing. With that side, you know, when you like you about to scrub your knuckles on the mound, that's me.
Not what I thought you were going to say you're scrubbing, but I'm glad you did.
What's
pot? Not what I thought was coming out. You want that old school where, like, the mitt's barely a mitt and you just kind of.
Yes.
Like the Charlie Chaplin type of baseball scene where you're just, you know, old school Babe Ruth. That's, I would go like the wildest windup you could possibly imagine. I don't know where the ball would go. It wouldn't be successful, but there's that. All right, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the NBA season wrapping up. For the Atlanta Hawks, they've got two games left, both on the road. But they're certainly not the only story going on around the league. Also, a quick update on the Masters and a story I read this morning I want to share and get some thoughts from Randy Mack. As well. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. NBA bounce around Atlanta Hawks going to be in focus as well on the other side. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker. Got Randy McMichael and Bo Johnson with me as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael, Bo Johnson here. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We have one all alone atop the Masters leaderboard. It remains Max Homa. And it appears that Bryson DeChambeau has dropped the shot today. He is one over. And I saw this story about Bryson that it's fitting, I guess, knowing Bryson. Apparently, he 3D printed his irons and got them approved like just before the tournament began.
Run that back. He 3D what?
Printed. You could 3D print stuff.
Yeah, I know
he
that.
3D printed his irons.
Okay.
And got them approved just a couple of days before the start of the tournament, and then he dropped the 65 on day one.
Do people do that?
He does.
I mean, I know he does. I'm saying, is this not a new thing, or is this like a Bryson? Because
I'm not familiar with anyone else.
How weird this cat is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with anyone else 3D printing their golf clubs.
Exactly.
I didn't know you could 3D print with like steel.
Yeah, anything that I don't know how it works.
Or I guess you make the mold.
Yeah.
And then what do you use as the blueprint? You gotta have.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know how it works.
Has anybody ever done?
He just made himself some knockoffs.
You
Instead
think so?
Of paying the full price for whatever club it was. Yeah, sure. That's what he. That's what
I
he
think
did, right?
There's like a little feel to that.
He got some Fox Hill Mall clubs.
He got some expensive clubs for not some expensive.
But
price.
Then if he 3D prints his logo, he could also just sell those clubs for 10x.
Yeah, you're right.
And then,
yeah.
Huh. I've never ever heard of doing that before, but all right, Bright. I mean, you know what I mean. I don't like. I gotta stop saying I don't like it because I was painted a picture about this dude by two of my great friends who are great golfers, my brothers that love golf, and then I got the perception I don't like him, and then when I kind of saw him, I was like, he's a little weirdo, but they allowed it, right?
So it got approved.
Okay,
yeah.
Man. Well,
it got approved.
I guess so. I don't. I see my man Fitzy on here. Fitzy is with a green fedora at the Masters. How can you not love it? That's all I need.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah,
I couldn't tell. I was like, man, he's got a nice trimmed beard. It's full, but it's
Abe.
Abe, can't appreciate
Abe
the outer workings of
Gordon. Yeah. All right, just stop. All right, because I said that's my man Fitzy. I didn't know. Yes, he does have a nice full beard.
You got
don't
trim
that.
It's trimmed. Because you got to see the guy I'm going to be watching tonight in Power Slap, nicknamed the Wolverine.
You
want to
watch a show that they power slap each other?
When you put it that way, yeah.
I'm like, are they?
It's a competition. It's a card, like a fight card.
Are they doing it where you're going to be at, or are you watching on TV?
No. Well, I'll have to stream it on my phone.
Oh,
while at the bar.
So
I told you weren't going to like my plans this evening.
Not on TV at the bar.
Okay, you know what?
Hey, TV's on the bar.
I told you weren't going to like my plans this evening.
Because these are things. Like, this is so, like,
me
old. Like, we used to go to Kamal's back in the day, and it would be what's the word I'm looking for? Strippers that would have those coming.
They might have had slap fights.
Yeah. No,
this
no.
This is power slap.
They would stand up, and it would be, you remember, what's the movie? You seen Set It Off, right? And you remember Queen Latifah's character?
Okay.
Yes. Cleo. It'd be Cleo versus Cleo. Slap it off.
In the face?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I didn't know where you were going with this.
I was
a little worried.
Yeah. They'd be on the shake pole. Slap it.
I don't think it was quite as regulated.
Okay.
There's chalk. There's legal clubbing. There's all sorts of rules going
you
on
like
here.
You like
this. It is so funny, Randy. It is – you can't play defense. You just stand there and get hit in the face.
Could you take it?
No, unless someone mishit.
Well.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been slapped, so I don't know if it would put me out. I've never been – I don't know what it would take to put me out, but I imagine
– Let me ask you this. Who's the heavyweight champion of slapping?
There's a couple guys.
You know the people?
Well, they have a super heavyweight.
Who's that guy?
Well, so the guy today in the light heavyweight is Wolverine, and he's facing off against Austin Turpin. And
you know, how many weight class they got, Abe?
I don't know how many because I don't know how light it gets. It's a full card, man. It's just – I don't –
He said it's a full card.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fights, and they roll right through it. I think it's held at the UFC Apex Center. Randy, these people get put down. It's so funny.
I believe it, dog. I believe it.
I was talking about this with Tribble. The scariest part is...
Hold on. Were you talking about it, or were you talking to him, and Robbins is like, okay.
No, he was mildly interested. He was maybe mildly interested. Bo was there. It was part of our off-the-cuff a couple days ago. The scary one is not the guys that get knocked out. It's
right.
The guys that take the punch and are like, my turn now, and you are real in trouble. Those are the guys.
Oh.
Sometimes the guys close their eyes as the slap is coming. The scary ones are the ones who do it with their eyes open,
at you. Like, how would you not react?
Self-control. I don't know.
The thing about it, like, because you got to have your hands behind your back, right?
Dude, they give you this thing, a foam roller to hold on to.
Right.
And then when you get knocked out, if you fall forward, you just hit your face on the desk. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's gotta
so
hurt.
Funny, man.
That's got to hurt. So, what's his name again? Abe.
Which one? Wolverine or Austin? Austin Turpin. That's the co-main event. That's the light heavyweight title. Wolverine beat Austin Turpin in the last time. I watched that fight, too. I don't know if we call it a fight, but... You doing all right there? Doing all right there, Annie? You good? You sure you don't want to come out and join me tonight?
Oh, man.
Invite's on the table,
dude,
man. Card starts at 9 on my phone.
I always remember my dude knows everything. The damn card at the bar watching the fight on the phone.
Well, we got PFL is going to be on ESPN2. We got Hawks. We got Braves. full night? Full night, Randy?
Hey, now, don't look at me.
You sure you can turn this down? Hey, open
man,
invite,
I'll
man.
Be there, man. Okay. I mean, let me talk to Donna. Baby, I'm going to hang out with Abe tonight to watch Slap Boxing.
Just a power slap.
Power
on,
slap.
On Abe's
on
phone.
His phone. On his phone. I don't tease you, baby. On his phone.
And
what else?
You'll know I'm serious about this.
What else is on tonight?
Well, you got the PFL on ESPN2. Professional MMA. Professional
yeah.
Fight League.
Yeah.
You got Braves, Hawks.
Obviously, we got that.
Yeah.
And then we got Marlins and Braves.
End of the Masters. Maybe yeah, it'll be okay. Over by the time I get to the bar.
But. I got
to
sit over Abe. Babe, I'm going to sit next to Abe on the bar stool, and we're going to look at
good time. You know I'm serious because I'm bringing.
I know you did.
I'm bringing a battery pack in case my phone runs low while streaming. Plug that thing right back in. Be ready to go. All right.
I know you did.
Yeah, I sure am. Make sure the phone is 100% before I head out tomorrow. All right. So the Atlanta Hawks have two games remaining in the NBA season. They do play Sunday afternoon at the Indiana Pacers. They're already locked into the 10 seed, so keep that in mind. They do play tonight at Minnesota. And so you've got the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. You got what seems to be the return of Karl Anthony Towns.
You know what, Abe? I think when Tripps, we talked, it seems like it's the right time for him because he's been out with that knee injury and everything. So it seems like because they want to get him in. Same thing
for less of a reason that we wanted to get Trey some exactly. minutes. You want to get some run in him before, because so unlike us, there's some real playoff.
They're
hopes
still battling for no. Are they still battling for? Because I know they lost last night.
It's tight. Yeah, the one seed's tight. Yeah. They barely lost without Karl Anthony Towns to Denver a couple nights ago.
Right.
I mean, Ant-Man, they were right there, and so with the return of Karl Anthony Towns, we'll see him tonight. On the flip side, for the Atlanta Hawks, they're locked into the 10 seed, and I was very optimistic they could get out of the play-in rounds. I didn't think they were going to beat.
When were you optimistic?
Before Jalen Johnson and Okongwu's injuries. Okay. There's no reason you can't beat Chicago on the road and beat Miami.
I agree.
Without Jalen Johnson, without Onyeka Okongwu, I just think the clock's ticking. Mm-hmm. There's no more. I never thought they were going to go into the playoffs and beat Boston. That was never a thing.
But they could take a chunk, though.
But they could put up a fight.
Yes.
I don't even know if they could put up a fight anymore. Without Jalen Johnson, just what he means offensively, defensively. Okongwu too. But we do get a chance to see more of Trae Young, and so I was pleasantly surprised with how he looked, how the offense looked. Again, 21 minutes, shot 5 of 5, made 2 threes, 11 assists in 21 minutes. He was doing the darn thing. He's got an opportunity to set the Hawks franchise record in career assists.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get
is that Mookie Blaylock? Is it Mookie?
Career assists. I don't think it's Mookie. Okay. I'd have to go back and look. But so he got an opportunity there. Giannis gonna miss extended time.
It's tough to say.
I mean, do they have to reach the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe he's back then. Can they reach him without him? The thing is, it hasn't necessarily worked for them over the course of the year, but you're now heading into the playoffs. No Giannis, I get it, but you do have that Dame dude.
And that's the thing about it, and what you're saying, I thought about this, Abe, is this.
It's Dame time, baby.
He's taking a worse team than this team is
right.
to the Western
exactly.
Conference Finals. So can
he
Dame,
hasn't been great this year.
He hasn't.
But it's his time.
I think it's not because Dame's not great. I think it's because these two guys are still trying to figure out.
He has been asked to change his role.
Exactly. So can you get to a point where Dame's back to being the number one guy with a better supporting cast than that Portland team and make some noise? Yeah, but the thing with the biggest thing about the calf, and this is the same thing I heard.
Bucks.
No, I'm talking about the calf injury.
Calf. I thought you said calves.
Yeah, that country. We say calf muscle. But I think that it's dangerous to bring him back because the first thing everybody was thought about, and I remember sitting there talking about it. It was Kevin Durant. Oh, it's just a calf.
Yeah,
it's just. And then
they've said they ruled out structural damage.
They said
but,
the same thing about Kevin Durant.
Exactly right.
Said the same thing about KD. And so you know how it goes, but I think it's going to be a fun series and everything. But we still got some games left to go this weekend. I'm so sick. The one series I want to be over, Abe. I know we got to go to break because we got to get to our AMA. I'm so ready for the Lakers and this Golden State Warrior to go away. Just go away.
Why?
Because I need these young brothers to get their shine. I'm tired. Tired.
Okay.
Tired.
So you're just the LeBron, AD, Curry of it all.
Yes, I'm tired.
Not the matchups of the actual
team. I love all three of them brothers. I think they're great players. I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, bring the elbows on.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know. And then real quick, the 76ers, Joel Embiid returns. They're kind of hovering. They might be in a playing round.
Maxey's going to be great. Embiid is great. How can he play throughout? Because he's still not in shape where he needs to be.
Okay.
He got to play with that big old knee brace on. That Don Joy.
They're one of the teams that could use a quick first round. Yes. If they even get there. Like I said, they might be in
like
the play-in.
A lot of other people are sold on them as far as, like, you don't want to play the Sixers. Why? I am not sold.
Well, Freaky was on, and was that with you? No, that was with Andy. He said, would the Sixers – he asked after – it was with Bunk – would the Celtics rather see the Hawks roll in or Joel Embiid and the Sixers roll in? And Andy was like, definitely the Hawks.
Yeah.
And Fricky was like, really? You sure? We're like, yeah, we're definitely sure, man.
Yeah.
All right, it's almost time. It is the Ask Me Anything portion of the show, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, bring it our way. Randy, Abe, Bo, we will face it head on. AMA coming up next, 404-726-0929. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. It is the Midday AMA. Got a couple lines open, 404-726-0929. 2-9 as we head towards a fun weekend, a Friday full of festivities and power slap. Let's go out there, see what we've got on the phone lines. Joe in Kennesaw starts things off. What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
All right.
All right, Randy. You got it. Abe is right. Power slap is one of the funniest things you're ever going to watch. It really is.
Uh-huh.
Now, you've always said that, you know, you ain't scared of no bear or mountain lion or anything. If you had to go and do a power slap competition, what would your nickname be? All three of you guys.
What would my what be?
Nickname.
Oh, my
nickname. Like tonight's champion in the light heavyweights,
okay.
The Wolverine.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Wow. What would my nickname be? Okay, PG, Randy. PG. You got the FCC.
Bo, while he's figuring it out, you got one?
You got the FCC listening, Randy. Yeah. Wow. Oh, Randy, calcium buildup, Mac. Because I got that calcium buildup in these hands, Abe. Boy, I catch one of them cats with these things. You see these calluses?
Okay. Yeah. I that sounds that's going to be an illegal slap, but okay.
Why?
You know, you got to use the fingers. It's just, I don't know. Just.
I got calcium buildup and tension in all these little knuckles. You see them little top lines? He bit my fingers all the way.
This dude's going to be the first in the history of power slap to dislocate a finger while on the offensive.
Man, all this scruff right there in them tips.
Bo, you got a nickname?
Hey, it's all about the scruff and the tips.
Nicknames are kind of hard to think of on the fly. Yeah. I think that if I had to, you know, it had to be something like Not Your Average Slappy or something like that.
I think I would just go with Aggressive Abe Gordon.
Aggressive
just
Abe
just start
Gordon.
Start slapping people
aggressive
left and right.
Again, I have nothing against the slap thing. I don't want nobody slapping me because I ain't getting no.
But you're
no
not competing.
Like
you're just enjoying the show.
But, yeah. I
you know, just enjoying the show. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight, 9 o'clock, the Bird.
On the phone.
I'll join. Never met me before and you happen to be at the Bird tonight, if it's after 9 o'clock, I'll be the guy who's streaming Power Slap on the phone. You won't have to ask, are you Abe? You'll just know, you're Abe. You've got Power Slap on your phone.
Why don't
phone.
You just bring your laptop there or something?
No.
Because I get too drunk. Yeah, the drinks can get spilled on
it. You don't want to bring the big one. You don't want to bring the big electronic.
Gotcha. Yeah. We continue with the AMA, 404-726-0929 if you want to get in line. Tom is in Cartersville. What's going on, Tom?
How y'all doing today?
What's up, Tom?
How y'all doing today?
All right.
Good, man.
What do you feel like? After the last 3 years of the draft, do you feel like the Falcons can get this one right? Has any of these draft picks they picked the last lived up to what they're supposed to?
Well, that was a question I was going to ask you and Andy next week, is what do we need to see from Pitts, from London, and from Bijan to stop with the are they a bust conversation?
Play better? Well, no, you know what? Because I hate that word but until it's proven. I don't think it's proven yet. I think Kyle's first year when he had a capable quarterback, Matt Ryan hit 1,000 yards. You know, we have not seen Drake London with a comparable quarterback yet. So Kirk Cousins is whatever people want to think about, whatever. Kirk Cousins is a bona fide top 10 level quarterback.
Yeah.
He's going to give you that. So I want to see it right there. I expect it because of, and this is the only thing, I expect, because Kirk Cousins is the quarterback, that everybody is going to be better. That's how I look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
I think it's quite yeah. frankly that simple.
Because
I don't,
the,
yeah.
the, over the stretch of what he's been, it just the data, and I hate that word data, but it lets you know that that's what's going to happen.
I also do think that Kyle Pitts' health, coming in healthy yes. with a regular offseason, yes. can play itself into a role as well. And so we're very – I'm hopeful.
Yes.
I don't think Kyle Pitts is a bust. I think he's had – a couple of years of bad situations over the past two. And so I'm a lot more optimistic coming in. But we got a couple social questions. A couple lines still open, 404-726-0929 if you want to get your question in. But what do we got on socials?
From Chaotic Dirty Bird on Twitter, the Joker 2 trailer dropped yesterday. This was
folly ado.
This is directed towards me, but any of us can answer.
It's also directed towards me because it's a musical.
And it's a movie.
What?
What are your thoughts on this movie? For me, I'm super excited about this movie. If there's any superhero movie or story that can be made into a musical, it's this one. And the best thing about this movie is that, so they're not doing like a lot of original songs in this movie. They're doing a bunch of throwback or jukebox favorites that are going to be sung by Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. So I'm excited.
I would say awesome. Based on that definition, it's probably not going to be a musical. And this is a little artsy fartsy. Well,
No. Hell no. Go to the next question.
I'm
going to
fight my way through
y'all
this.
Y'all two ain't finna go.
I'm going to fight my way through this.
Batman musical, nothing. Don't care.
Sorry, Bo's got to answer the calls.
It's the family. No.
I got to kill time by answering this while he's on the phone.
Who's on the damn phone?
No. Type it in the call screen.
Who's on the damn phone? All right, y'all are not about to go where y'all were about to go.
It's a very simple answer.
No, it ain't. Who's on the phone?
Nobody's on the phone. They hung up, I guess.
Okay.
I do have another social.
Okay,
question.
Thank you, Bo.
It's an easier one, I guess.
Oh, hell no. Because I saw where this is going to go. Go ahead, Abe. Bo, go ahead, Bo.
You trusted my science earlier.
No.
You don't want my science now?
Go ahead, Bo. What you got?
What is your go-to snack food to kill an appetite while waiting for dinner?
Oh.
Beef jerky.
I don't really have probably some crushed up ramen noodles. Yeah. That's
pretzels,
it.
Tortilla chips, beef jerky. Not yeah. together, separately.
I would hope not.
I typically eat beef jerky as like a standalone meal.
Yeah.
Do you food. Really?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
beef jerky is like lunch?
Yeah. yeah.
Really?
Like a quick lunch on the go.
You keep the backpack, you keep snacks with you and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also like, it's not a lunch that's going to hold you over for 5 hours. Yeah. It's the idea that maybe it buys you 2.5 or 3.
To me, that's too much for a snack, though, so I'll go Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Cheez-Its are freaking delicious.
Cheez-Its are solid, but it's always I always feel bad, Bo, because I feel like I'm stealing from my babies, because they're the only ones that eat cheese, and we got all them cheese little packets and duck and them the Cheez-Its and what's the goldfish?
Goldfish, yep,
yeah. Yeah, I'd be feeling like damn.
It is technically their food. I
yeah,
agree.
I know, but I'd be feeling so bad. Like, damn, I'm eating my baby's food.
They're delicious.
It's so good.
And if you ask whatever baby you're talking about,
yes.
or all of them,
they love
will
them.
Happily share them with you.
Yeah, they will. But I'd just be feeling so bad. Like, damn, I'm stealing my baby lunch, and he's smashing it.
Real quick, a Masters update. We got a couple things changing here during the AMA, but we now have a 4-way tie atop the leaderboard at 6-under, and that's obviously going to continue to change as players make moves. Scotty Scheffler hasn't even teed off, about to tee off really any second right now, but Nikolai Høggard is at 6-under. Max Homa has fell back to 6-under. Bryson DeChambeau, we mentioned, had already fallen back to 6-under. And like we said, Scotty Scheffler there at 6-under. I'm telling you, Randy, I was sold last night on Høggard because my guy said when he's on early in a tournament, he's normally on all 4 days.
Right.
And it just something to look out for. He was part of the Ryder Cup winning team for Europe.
He was.
A year ago or whenever they held that thing. So just, I don't know. I was not overly familiar with him, but I'm kind of sold. We can keep an eye on him.
All right. Høggard.
We also just had, like, to be fair, we also haven't seen Scottie Scheffler even tee off today.
Exactly.
And he might follow 6-under yesterday with, like, 5-under today and just separate from the field. So there's that as well.
All right.
We got time for one more. We want takeaways. All right, takeaways today.
Oh, my goodness. Takeaways, so many of them. I mean, but I'm just going to leave this. And I phrase this by multiple things that happened on the show today. Only Abe. And Bo.
Fair.
No more layout phrases, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, that's also
please
true.
Don't say it anymore, bro.
you know, the invitation's open. I know you're going to speak with the wife there, so I'll see you around 9:30 or so. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen? And then it's not you can't stop me now. It's not officially a musical if the characters are not advancing the storyline with said lyrics.
Who gives
and
a damn?
They should not be known that they're singing. And so just having music in a movie doesn't make it a musical.
You couldn't
put a stop to it the whole time.
PSA to Packers fans, don't go down to Brazil with your cheese head acting a fool and get hemmed up.
Yep.
And Abe's going to put on his lady snatching threads and hit the town tonight.
Yeah, not sure. I'd call him that.
Go into a corner and watch slap fighting on his face.
It's power slap. It's not slap fighting, guys. Come on. Get with it. All right, when we come back, we're going to see what Dukes and Bell have going on here. Chris Thomas filling in for Carl Dukes. Mike Bell be here. And it's a happy hour Friday. They're going to have some fun as well. We'll talk with the guys next on the Midday Show. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.